Nothing's worse than the feeling of being targeted by the big tech companies or big banking. I mean, where is this actually going to go when the government and the banks can begin to cancel you? What happens if we move into a digital currency? Isn't it obvious at some point that the government has control of your life and can cut off the oxygen to your business or your family? We're living in a day where God himself is fighting for his people when his people choose to be resourceful and creative. On today's broadcast, we're going to hear how to push back and create an alternative economy, how to cancel the cancel culture, and how to explore new systems of doing business locally that is going to empower patriots, conservatives, and people to share your values. It's time that we send a message to the woke system that it will not work. God has a people who will push back. That's today's broadcast. And you want to go to our special promotion for today, which is going to be LanceWallant.com/public square or public SQ. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, LanceWallant.com/public SQ, because we're going to be talking to the designer of a system with a free download, Michael Seifert, who has created this kind of like app where you could go on and you could download businesses that are local that you can do business with that share your values, and you can put your business on that map so that you're going to have new business coming to you. This is a very exciting way to push back. LanceWallant.com/public SQ, and we'll see you on the other side. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the Lance Wall Now Show, the show that attempts to give you content, insight, prophetic, prescient, predictive data that will tell you what's coming next, and to never hide from the facts of the day that we're living in, but yet never forfeit hope, because darkness and light are colliding, and the darkness has not been able to overcome the light. The light has overcome the darkness. So we are in a great moment in history, and I want to welcome Mercedes Sparks back on the set over here.
Nice to be back.
I've been in other countries. She's been in other rooms over here working, and now we're in the studio. But our special guest today, Michael Seifert, is here to talk about the battling the woke. What I love about you, Mercedes, and Michael, is that you give me hope that we have a millennial generation of leaders that's rising up like Charlie Kirk, like this younger demographic that is carrying the next wave of progress. Can we bring Michael in? And here you are, young man. Oh, with a flag behind his head, no less. A true patriot. Do you travel with that flag? What does that flag say?
I wish. That one's kind of heavy.
Okay, that one's kind of heavy. But, you know, you were the first one that alerted me to the realization that woke corporate culture can be hit back on by innovation, that we really need to. And everywhere I go, of course, I run into this where Christians and conservatives feel like they hate having their tax money used against them. They hate having their buying of a product weaponized to attack them by ideologues, and they don't have an alternative. But you're the first person that seriously talked to me about designing an alternative economy, and we talk about it. But, I mean, we have enough Christians and enough capital investment in the United States so that we could seriously send a message to woke corporations if we ever mobilized. So how did you first get passionate about this? And tell us what you've been doing to combat the woke manipulation of the economy. How did you get turned on to this subject?
Well, I'd be happy to share. Thanks for having me on, Lance. Mercedes, great to see you both. So this actually, for me, dates all the way back to 2014. I remember I was driving in St. Louis, Missouri, visiting some family members, and there was a Chick-fil-A on the side of the road. It was a Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., so it wasn't even Chick-fil-A breakfast anymore, but there was an unusual amount of commotion happening at the Chick-fil-A. There was a line 2 hours out the door, and I was on the phone, but I said, hey, I got to call you back. I pulled over, and I was intrigued, so I Googled, what's happening at Chick-fil-A today? Why is there a 2-hour line outside the door of my local Chick-fil-A? And I noticed that it was National Protest Chick-fil-A Day. That's what I learned. What was interesting, though, is that there were only like 5 or 6 protesters with these little rinky signs. And the 2-hour line were actually consumers that were lined up there, taking time out of their work, sitting on lawn chairs to get a chicken sandwich. And I was so intrigued by that. I could not figure it out. But as I processed further, I had a realization that those people were not lining up to eat a chicken sandwich. They were lining up because they felt like their values were represented in the marketplace, finally, by a company that would stand strong to say, hey, we believe in our convictions and our Christian convictions, and we're not afraid to say that. Now, Chick-fil-A, I wish they still took as strong of a stance today. In some ways, they've wavered. But the reality is, back then in 2014, I witnessed something profound. I saw a push against a company for their Christian values, but I saw consumers rising up to support them 20x the numbers of the protesters. And in hindsight, that was one of the most profitable days Chick-fil-A had ever had. So I witnessed in this moment a liberating market experience where consumers were driven to support a company that shared their values, a hopeful response, putting purpose behind their purchase, putting their dollars where their values were. And in the process, it was also highly lucrative for Chick-fil-A. So that just blew my mind. In the last 9 years, I've been processing this concept of a parallel economy, that anytime woke progressive corporations, advertising entities, cultural institutions take a stand against patriotic, America first, sort of Judeo-Christian traditional values, it's the duty and the obligation of the consumer that loves our country, loves our freedoms, the Constitution that protects them, to rise up and to put our money where our values are. And every time that happens, it creates this liberating and lucrative market experience. This market of largely conservative, patriotic, traditionally valued Americans is the most unaddressed market on the planet. And it is one of the largest markets on the planet. So we wanted to create a solution where we could bring together those types of businesses that love our country, love our freedoms, and the principles that have built this beautiful nation, connect them with the consumers that are values driven to support them, to create this incredibly freedom focused market experience that would create a new standard for the American economy. And I'm proud to say that in less than 9 months since our national launch, we've had millions of consumer business interactions. We've got nearly 50,000 businesses on the platform and of all different industries that are gathering together to create some change in our country. We're trying to be that solution in this parallel economy, and we are just getting started.
So let's talk about this, Mercedes. This is a parallel economy he's talking about. And you add this digital component, which is like, I'm kind of like the baby boomer still learning, but I don't like to be outflanked by all the younger people. So if I'm using like Waze or something like that locally, I prefer to use that to the other Microsoft apps. And I'm realizing that I could actually identify local businesses that are patriots or conservatives, and I could do business with them.
Yeah.
And so I explained to folks out there, of course, Michael could do it too, but he's the expert opinion. How do you look at the public square app that he's doing? How do you view it as a millennial consumer?
Are you asking? Oh yeah, for me, I like it because you could just go, like you're saying, it's right on your phone. So, because I know we just introduced Michael and he talked about, hey, why did you even start this initiative? But essentially, and like you said, Michael could comment to it probably a lot better than me, but he's created a whole online marketplace for conservatives. And like you're saying, I want to find somebody that supports and shares the same worldview as I do, so that when I put my money into these businesses, my dollars aren't being weaponized against me. And so that's what it is. It's like an app. You can install it on your phone. Michael, is it also a website or is it just the app?
We are a website as well. You can head to publicsq.com and join for free as a business or a consumer. We've got about a third of all of our consumers don't even use the app. They use it on the web because they like to do some online shopping on their desktop. So wherever you are, whether that's App Store on iOS, Android for obviously Google Play, or a website, the experience is easy to access.
Well, and like, I think we should tell the story. So I was just at CPAC and Michael was also at CPAC and I was just, you know, listening to Donnie, like Don Jr., he's talking and all of a sudden, you know, he's doing his normal thing. He's working the stage. He's out there working the crowd. All of a sudden he starts telling the story and he's like, well, you know, I was out in DC and I had to go to I'm going to dinner with Carrie Lake and, you know, all these other influential people. And I'm looking for a place to go. I want to support somebody that's going to support, you know, what we believe. And he's like talking to the crowd and he's like, and that's that's why I use Public Square. He's like, Michael's doing a great job out there. And so he found a restaurant in DC. And Michael, I mean, you could finish it. You tell a story better than I can. But I was like, oh my gosh. You know, it's one of those things you're like, I know that guy. We talk about him all the time. So anyways, Michael finished it off because I was just blown away. I mean, and how easy it is to use.
Well, thank you. It was a very cool story. Yeah, Don texted me on the opening night of CPAC and he said, hey, it's Kimberly Giffoyle's birthday coming up soon. And we'd love to go out to a great spot in DC. We've got Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, Nigel Farage, the whole crew. Do you know of a great spot on Public Square? Because I'm looking on the map and I see a few. I want to know what's your favorite. So I gave him a great recommendation. I said, check this restaurant out. Let them know Public Square sent you. And he walked in and he said, the owner just gave him a big hug and was welcoming and said, I'd love to host you. And they had a table of like 20 people. And it was so cool because he said in the heart of DC, he felt confident and comfortable going into this restaurant with the MAGA powerhouse crew, knowing that he would not be turned away or booed or threatened or said nasty things to for his values. He felt welcomed and embraced. They got to enjoy an entire evening. And that should happen for every American. You should feel like, regardless of your views, you're welcomed into these establishments, especially when your views embody the principles that made this country so special in the first place. So it was very neat to hear him tell that story. And I'll tell you, Don Jr. has been an incredible supporter of the company. He's a regular user of the platform. And that was really neat too, because our goal is that no matter who you are, whether you're one of the leaders of this America First movement, or you're someone who's not even really interested in politics, but you're just trying to go to a spot that you know won't cancel you, that'll help you feel proud of your country, this platform's for you.
Hey, you know, what a great plug to say, if you have a business and not only do you want people to come and patron your business, but at any given moment, Don Jr. may show up at your establishment, add your business onto this platform. And you can do that at
LanceWalnut.com/public SQ or LanceWalnut.com/public square. And by the way, I have messed up some of my favorite restaurants doing that. Mercedes,
yeah.
I shouldn't even tell the story, but I was doing these. And when I like a restaurant, I go live and I show what I'm eating and I show people why I love it. And these places, they get, oddly enough, they get popular and then I can't get a table. And my team is mad at me because we can't even get into my favorite restaurants. But with Public Square, you won't have that problem. You'll be working with the people that share your values. Amen. I saw a friend of mine, Gordon Pennington. Gordon Riddle Pennington. Do you know Gordon Pennington, by the way, Michael?
I do not.
You need to meet Gordon. Gordon used to be a branding officer for Tommy Hilfiger. Quite an interesting character. And so Gordon was in a meeting with me recently. He took out a $50 bill. And he said something. I want to add this now to our arsenal of arguments for Public Square. He held up the $50 bill, and what he did, Mercedes, is he said, when I take this $50 bill and I go local to local conservative and Christian and fellow patriot businesses and pay cash, and I go to 50 different establishments, guess what the value of that $50 bill is? $50. He says, but if I use Apple Pay and the American Express and Visa, and he mentioned his other digital options, he said, keep shaving off that 1%, 1.5% with every transaction. At the end of 50 uses, I'm down to about $7 worth of value. It was chiseled away by the big digital money processors. So he said, his suggestion was, that in essence, use cash in your local economy. And I add, use cash in Public Square and your money stays local. Its value multiplies and you're building your local economy instead of putting all your money into New York or some other company. So that's a combination strategy right there, cash and Public Square.
Well, and you bring up a good point too, Lance, about, you know, banks. Michael, do you have banks on your app? Because with everything that's going on in the economy right now out there in Silicon Valley, I think you're out there in California, you know, do you have banks that our people should be looking at?
Absolutely, we do. In fact, if you head to the app experience and you go to the shop online tab, You look for financial services, you'll see a wide array of financial institutions that would love to serve you so that you can operate financially free without fear of cancellation. In fact, we practice what we preach. We bank with a bank that we found on Public Square.
Wow.
So our bank is a great bank called Axos Bank, AXOS. Let them know Public Square sent you if you're interested. They're a fantastic financial institution that says, hey, look, regardless of your political views, regardless of your ideology, we're going to serve you. You don't have to be afraid of us canceling you. Whereas we did not have that peace of mind with Chase. Chase actually questioned us about our political views when we were first getting started. Mm. And so we said, this is just not going to work for us. We need to make sure that we're housing our finances in an institution that we can trust. You're obviously seeing Silicon Valley Bank as a recent example of what happens when an institution takes their eye off the ball because they're prioritizing woke virtue signaling over the simple promises and commitments to their customers, which is to make sure that they are stewarding their funds well and providing returns in a safe environment. That is the institution of a bank. That's the purpose of a bank. That's what they're supposed to be doing. But unfortunately, their risk manager was more focused on telling the world how LGBTQ friendly their entity is, rather than making sure that they were prioritizing actual virtue, which looks like honoring the wealth of their customers. Mm-hmm. So we look for banks, financial institutions to partner with that can provide the customers and businesses that partner with them that blessed assurance that they're focusing on the right priorities.
You know, what you're saying is so significant. I listened to Charlie Kirk reading the website. He took a screenshot before they started modifying it after they got in the news cycle. And he was reading about the prioritizing of SEG companies, that they were investing as a woke bank in companies that shared their woke values. And it reminds me of Sri Lanka. I have a friend of mine who's a banker in Dubai who's Sri Lankan. And we talked about what Sri Lanka did was it so wanted to court the European values on wokeness, on environmentalism, on equity and equality, that they literally ruined their economy, messed up their agricultural sector, and went bankrupt, practicing getting the highest score of any nation for the World Bank in order to be qualified as an SEG standard bearer for more investment. The only problem was, as they practiced all the priorities of Davos on energy and on hiring, the nation went bankrupt. Mm. And so there's an example. A woke country went, in order to qualify for the highest possible ratings with Western banks, actually went out of business. Now you got a bank prioritizing its woke values. And I would say, after talking with an economist in a previous broadcast, that it's reflected in not only woke values out of control, but bad management, which is what happens. Once you start substituting logic and metrics for ideology, your ideology is going to give you some very bad arithmetic, and they actually destroy their own bank, which otherwise would have been successful. So Michael Seifert, once again, we're going to go with LanceWallet.com/Public Square, because I like to find out how many people are actually downloading the app and putting their business in. You want to start using cash. I'm going to go my final round, Mercedes, and then Michael, final thoughts.
Final thoughts for me is this only works if we all participate, because Michael's done a great job about getting a lot of businesses on there. And so, but I'm just saying we all have to participate in this. Like, not only do you have to sign up and get the app and start using the businesses, but if you own a business, or let's say you live in an area and, like Michael was saying, hey, I see a couple restaurants on here. Listen, if you know other Christian business owners in your area, car dealerships, massage therapists, restaurants, get them to get their business on this app. That's how this works. Otherwise it's just slow growth, but we got to get it viral. We got to get people using it and also adding businesses. So that was my thought.
I would say, although this is kind of ad lib, which is always dangerous, I would say that it's not just the Christian businessman, because what I'm looking for is America. No, I'm just saying I don't want to go to one of those ghastly restaurants or banks which is going to treat you with contempt or treat you with some less degree of civility because they disagree with you wearing your conservative hat or button. So like those stories about, you know, in the restaurants in Virginia and Maryland that kick people out because they find out that they're conservatives or Republicans. I'm saying even a smart business person that just says, I love every dollar that comes in the door. I think they should download the app. They should put their business on there because guess what? We're evangelistic by nature. I want to meet everybody out there. So if you ain't woke, you won't go broke and we'll give you our business. Michael, final thoughts.
Wow, that's absolutely right, Lance. And we have so many stories of business owners and consumers both that have joined us. And they said, look, I've never really considered myself political or conservative. I've never really used this rhetoric, but I can tell you that what I've seen in culture, I want no part of. What's happened over the course of the last few years, this mass cancellation, I never want my consumers to feel like they're at threat when they come into my business, into my establishment. So when I look at this platform, I see a hopeful representation of American enterprise, and I want to be a part of that. So in closing, Lance, I'll leave you with our five company values. We say we're united in our commitment to freedom and truth. That's what makes us Americans. We do believe in objective truth and the freedoms that have built this great nation. Number two, we will always protect the family unit and celebrate the sanctity of every life. Number three, we believe small businesses and the communities who support them are the backbone of our economy. Number four, we believe in the greatness of this nation. We will always fight to defend it. Number five, our Constitution is non-negotiable. Government is not the source of our rights, so it cannot take them away. We as a company are pro-life, we're pro-family, we're pro-freedom. Our mission guides what we do. And so if you're a business owner and you say, you know what, I respect those things. I'm not going to spend time, money, or resource antagonistically against those things. And I want our consumers that believe in these things to know that they're welcome here. If that's you, we'd love it if you'd join us on the experience. You can get started at LanceWallnow.com/publicSQ. You can add your business for free. You can sign up for free. The parallel economy grows one passionate consumer and business at a time. And so we'd love for you to join us.
Man, I'm motivated already. I'll tell you what, I can't wait for that. I want everybody, I want the whole country to go there. Because here's what can happen, people. This is what can happen. If we could get enough data, how our members that are not woke and antagonistic to our values, we're giving them business, and instead of giving it to, like, I remember Bed Bath & Beyond. I was so upset with them when they got rid of Mike Lindell's pillow because I saw it all as political, and it was even contradicting their own brand, which is kind of this fun feeling that me and my wife had shopping there. Now she feels like she's not wanted there. So if we could show evidence how we are pumping money into local businesses that we recognize as sharing our values and as not hostile to us, and then show this to the people that own these other businesses, these franchises, I think we can start to put pressure on them to change their woke policies, because they're only doing what they're doing because they're feeling that if they don't do it, they're going to get negative press and they'll lose market share. They're not motivated by ideology, folks. A lot of these corporations are intimidated and manipulated into expressing values they think resonate with the public square. They don't recognize the public square is made up of a whole lot of us, and we don't believe those things. I think Disney gets its wake-up call. I think the Marvel franchise gets its wake-up call. A lot of corporations are realizing there's a consequence to alienating your market by getting into things you shouldn't be getting into. So I believe that this could be an alternative to that, and that's what I'm hoping. We could prove and put pressure on these companies. You're losing business because you're not wanting our money. Well, that's the end of, that's all the time we have. I can't believe it. We've done a whole broadcast on this one thing. But Mercedes, is there anything you want to talk about that we haven't talked about today? We've done a lot on the woke business.
No, I would love to do a little bit more about banks, maybe in a different episode. I mean, with everything that's going on in the economy, we got a lot happening. Even in cryptocurrency, the whole conversion over to ISO 222. So there's a lot that's going on.
What are you talking
there.
About? We got 1 minute, and I don't know what you're talking about. ISO 122. What's that?
Well, March is a big month. We're switching over. So the financial industries are switching over to basically all the same back end language, because every country and every kind of bank had a different way of keeping track.
Is this the slow march towards the digital currency?
No, it's more infrastructure on the back end, but it's all going digital. So it's fascinating that that's happening simultaneously. We have the ups and downs in the markets that we have happening in March. So I don't know. It was just, we were talking about banks, made me start thinking about it. So maybe we need to do a whole other episode on that.
Well, we will. And as a matter of fact, I had an interesting interview with Mark Nuttall discussing what's happening, because Credit Suisse is, I'm reading these headlines here, is it the next bank to fail would be Credit Suisse? Well,
good chance.
It could, but it's not going to have the impact on the United States. I don't want to needlessly traumatize our people, because here's what the conspiracy community does. All right, some of you are going to get mad at me, but you see, we like to connect the dots a little too quickly. Don't you think that all these bank failures is all set up to force us into that digital currency? That's where they're going.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not. That's not necessarily true. What's happening in the financial community is that they built a lot of their portfolio assuming interest was going to be 1% or 2% forever. And let me tell you something. And it was, I hate to say this, but I'm gonna say it because I really want to process this out loud. Sometimes if I get it out of my mouth, I'll value it even more. Mm-hmm. Cousin Billy and I were talking.
Okay.
About wealth management and wealth creation when I was with him in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he said, Lance, he said, if people only understood what I understood, that when interest rates went down to 0, 1, or 2, it would not stay there forever.
Totally.
But you know the leverage power you've got borrowing money at a zero interest rate? It's like someone giving you money to invest. Mm. He said, I was going for every dollar I could find to put millions of dollars into the acquisition of land and real estate that was safe and would appreciate in value. And anyone could have done that during that window of time when it was 1% or 2%. He said, now it's going to go 6, 7, 8, 9. It's a totally different ball game. He said, when that window's there, you've got to seize it. And folks, this is what I want you to know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I just looked at him and I thought, man, it makes so much sense to me now that you said it. But when you're in it, you just kind of, you ignore it. You're not aware of the fact that when the opportunity of a lifetime presents itself, you've got to respond within the lifetime of that opportunity. And we have an opportunity coming up that I want to tell my audience about, because I have not done a dream trip in years. I did like, how many have I done? Like 15 out of the country, supernatural dream trips.
I've been here with you for 7 years. March is 7 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Gosh, that's so long.
Jacob labored for 7 years with Laban.
Boy, did he. So we've done at least 6, and then we had some years where we doubled up. So I want to say I've done at least 9 or 10 with you. And then you guys did a bunch before that.
Of course. And you came on. And when you came on, we started to upgrade our dream trips. Mm-hmm. We went and started doing the Trump Hotel and destination resorts. And it got more complicated for me. But
I've gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Everybody's,
listen, when Perry shows up and says, this is a whole nother level.
Everybody would say, this is a whole new level. It's like, yeah, exactly.
Perry does not give compliments like that.
But let me tell you this, folks. We're doing another dream trip, and it's by popular demand. Dream trips are when I take my audience away to do 20 hours of intensive dream therapy. That's where you go to the future. And you look back on the present and you create a scenario where you're actually operating in the future back instead of in the present forward. It's a powerful incubator for creativity and for moving you out of where you're at. And when is the next one going to be, Mercedes?
When or where?
When and where?
When is going to be June 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's going to be in beautiful Carlsbad, California. And I like how it's so funny. So like when you take people through dream therapy, I was like, you're going to lead with dream therapy. What? This is level 10 material. Well, this is like you watch us, you, me, and Carl every Saturday. This is, hey, come experience it live. Lance is like your personal one-on-one coach to take you through your gifts, talents, abilities, and help you clarify what you're actually called to do in life. In the midst of the storm, Lance can be your personal Sherpa up the mountains. I mean, that's dream trip, but sure, dream therapy.
Yeah, well, the dream trip, I'm trying to come up with another way of getting the dream in there.
Okay.
It's a therapeutic process where you visit the dream that hasn't been fulfilled. And then we show you how that dream becomes manifest in this season. Do you know that God, the Bible says, will do abundantly above what you ask or think? And that means that even what you're thinking and what you're asking is only in proximity to what God actually wants to do. So sometimes we have to go update the vision. And by the way, during shaking times, during uncertain times, just like with that 1% interest rate that was happening, like during a period of like riots and distress and Trump stuff, and people are all distracted. The smart people were saying 0% money. I'll get as much of that as I can. I'm going to put it to work.
Yep. Well,
I missed that window. I was not looking at that.
I think too, we need to think about maybe we should have Cousin come out to the dream trip. Maybe we should have him or Karen, somebody come out. Because Dream Trip is really geared towards getting you moving in the direction you're supposed to move in your life. Because you have this weird anointing on you where it's catalytic in nature, that you could be talking about whatever you're talking about. And yes, that's powerful. But the anointing that's on you is like a catalytic anointing. So as you're speaking, God is also speaking. And like that still small voice, I find a lot of times people come up to me and say, oh, you know, God's talking to me about doing this. And I had this idea years ago, and it's just coming back to my mind now. And I should be really working on
this.
That's
true. I've had more people who have launched themselves in careers and ideas.
Mario. Yeah. Mario came to our dream trip, and after our dream trip, started doing all the tent crusades again. David Harris Jr. received the prophetic word there, but when he was there, he was doing the whole uncorked.
He was doing a multi-level marketing uncorked product.
Supplements.
And the word he got was he was going to be a civil rights leader like Martin Luther King with a much bigger audience and a political impact.
And even Annabelle's Furnishing Family. She got so much clarity at the Tahoe dream trip.
And Mario Bramnick, hanging out, got the vision. Now he's set up trips to 11 heads of states and governments. Yeah. This is why I want you in the dream incubator. Mm-hmm. Forget dream therapy. We're now in the dream incubator. This is where you incubate the dream and we cultivate the vision and we make it manifest. Mm-hmm. Carl will, of course, be there because this is Carl's bad. And bad Carl's is going to be there with his he's got this Russian refusenik look going on now. He's got his coat on with his beard. And he's looking very Prague, very Russian. Carl's coming out of the set.
Here he comes.
Carl, look at him. He looks like a Russian, doesn't he? Look at him. He reminds me of one of those characters in a James Bond movie where this is the Russian guy. Can you guys get the cameras going?
There we go.
Duh. Look at that look. But you can't even see that. It's fur. Fur collars. Can you guys go back on him? Down on me. See the fur? You can't hardly see the fur collar. But that is fur.
This is out of focus.
This is
difficult for our team right now. this is how you say Russian collusion.
That is Russian collusion. Carl, my friend, what are you going to be doing during the dream trip? If you could be giving people the best information you could possibly give them, what would you be talking to them about?
Fun fact, you never give away your best info out the gate. You always hold that behind a paywall. So for those of you who are interested, you can email me directly at carl@lancewallnow.com. But what I actually am very interested in sharing is the importance of discipline, covering the concepts of essentialism as espoused by Greg McKeown. I'm very interested in getting people up to date on some of the most neurodivergent aspects of flow and how to tap into it with different lifestyles, with different peculiarities and passions, how people can really figure out their passion list and tie it into a massive transformative purpose. So they're not just doing the thing that feels good, but they're actually doing something that has a serious real world impact. Also going to talk to them about how to bolster and develop their grit as well as hone their habits.
What is grit?
Well, grit, according to Angela Duckworth, is the merging of passion and perseverance. Another way to think of it is as an acronym for gumption, resilience, identity. Or it's not identity. It's another aspect of stick-to-itiveness, basically.
Intentionality? Is it intentionality?
It's not, but there's also... intentionality is an aspect of it, but also tenacity. So you can look at it from a bunch of different ways. And that's part of what I'm bringing to the table is helping people not just have these high, hard goals that they want to reach, but also have a practical step-by-step idea that they can act on when they go home.
Love that.
Could it be indomitable spirit?
It could be. It's not, but it could be.
You know what I think? Like when you listen, I love all that stuff too. But then the thing that goes into my mind, could you imagine having the last name Duckworth your whole life? Like, but you must walk up and like in middle school, be like, quack, quack. You know what I'm saying? These maybe are the things I think about, what her life must have been
now,
like.
What was her parents thinking, man? Hey, get this.
Well,
I saw
name.
A guy on Johnny Carson once. This is right. Listen, this is true. I watched a guy, and he was an insurance salesman, Duck. And his last name was Duck. What do you think his parents named him?
Roger?
Donald Duck.
Oh, my gosh.
And so all his life, he was Donald Duck, and he was a really successful insurance salesman, and Johnny wanted to meet him and put him on the show for 5 minutes. It's hilarious. The guy's name is Donald Duck. Anyway,
that's so great.
So, but I remember I was dating a girl once who said she couldn't understand.
There was someone before mom?
There was someone before mom.
Fake news. Fake news.
And,
there's only ever been one.
And she was horrified because of her best friend's name was Amber Hamburger. Now, what are you thinking when your name's Hamburger and you put Amber as your first name? I want all of you to send to me unusual names. Where can they send them? LanceWalnut.com?
AskLance.com.
No, Ask Lance.
We're clear.
Come on.
How about just in the comments?
In the comments. Okay, in the comments right here.
But what tag if them a, in what the if, comments.
What if they're in a podcast?
This is like the show after the show.
This isn't behind. This is the paywall.
This is not the best material.
This is the best material.
I think I hit the paywall.
I want to know these funny names, real names that you guys know. For instance, Kim Clement and I had this theory that they make up names at the airport because if you ever listen to who they're paging, they are hilarious names. Mm-hmm. And the names make no sense. And so start noticing that it's like they're goofing on each other and they make up names. And it was, I think it was, it's a Dave Chappelle routine where he was doing that at the airport name thing. Mm-hmm. And it was, Mr. and Mrs. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, would you please come to the front desk? And it was all these names that were terrorist organizations that were turned into people's names.
Will an Al Jazeera please come to the front
exactly.
desk?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And you hear them in the airport. If you listen to it, you start going, oh, they're joking right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, people, we've got a few minutes over, but it was well worth it to go down this rabbit trail of inspiration.
Do we put the Dream Trip link up?
The Dream Trip link.
We also have
the Lancelot link. The Lancelot link. The missing link is about to go on the screen right now. Mark your calendars for June 20, 21, and 22 in Carlsbad, California, in person. LanceWalnow.com/Dream Trip. You want to get your seat now because it's going to fill up quickly and we have limited space. LanceWalnow.com/Dream Trip. You don't want to miss this experience. We never know if we'll be able to do another one.
Have we also you seen don't know the, if we're all going to be there.
Have you seen the video, though?
I saw it several times, Mercedes. Okay. We will play the video for you, and we'll do it in the middle of the show. We'll do a break right in the middle of the podcast, because I don't think everybody's going to hang on to
I was going with, like, Disney must-do vibes, like the Disney lady, like when you go and, like, there's the hotel channel that it's like, and then check out this.
Oh, no, I could tell. I could tell. It was a definite, you got the Disney vibe out there, because she went and checked out the property.
We could close the show out with the video.
We're going to close the show out with the video one more time. Does this have Disney quality? Take it away, Chelsea, our producer. Show us the video.
You know where I am right now? Carlsbad, California. Everybody's been asking, when are we doing another Dream Trip? Dream Trip 2023 is happening here, baby, at the Westin. It's coming up in June of 2023. You are not going to want to miss this trip. I want to show you everything that this hotel has to offer, and I hope to see you there. Check out the dates on the screen, because you don't want to miss this.
Come on!
Right behind me is a beautiful pool overlooking the mountains. Check out this gym. They have treadmills. They've got ellipticals. All right, don't be thinking this is a break. We're just working on the mind. You can come also work on your body. Outdoor fire pits, great place to sit and socialize. They've got golf right across the street. The spa, we don't want to forget that. And again, for those of you with families, right across the sister hotel, the Sheraton, has a giant water slide for families. Come on in. We're going to go through things like your personal history map. What are the things that are holding you back right now from going to the next level? We look at your gifts, talents, and abilities. We're going to be looking at things like relationships in your life. And so it's a wonderful time to go deeper in the material that Lance teaches during the Dream Trip. As you watch everybody at the beach and the waves roll in, Carlsbad has so much to offer. So make sure that you also stay a couple extra days and enjoy the locale. That's a wrap. We showed you the whole hotel. We told you about all the great things Carlsbad has to offer, but one of the best things is the Dream Trip itself, the relationships you're going to build there, the content you're going to hear from Lance, and the breakthrough that you're going to experience. So join us here in Carlsbad at the Westin for the one and only Dream Trip. Check the link below, and I can't wait to see you here.
And then it breaks to
That was all ad lib. You realize I didn't go there with a script. That's the overflow.
That's the way we roll.
That's the abundance of the heart talking about Lance. You want breakthrough? This is it. I'm telling you. I thought I did a great job.
That was a great job. That's the way we do it. We do it first take, only take. Going to see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss one moment of this, and make sure that you sign up for the Dream Trip because we only have 300 seats and it's going to fill overnight. God bless you. See you later.
Thanks for listening to this Lance Wallnau broadcast. If you enjoyed today's show, make sure to subscribe and share the episode. See you tomorrow.